crazy.
Wash our sins away. What is your name? Wash our sins and coffee, wash our sins.
My honey playing the song. What can wash away our sins?
Wash away my sins.
Yeah, you come.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
We still the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Only the blood of Jesus can cleanse us. Only the blood of Jesus can wash us. Only the blood of Jesus can let us be clean. Only the blood of Jesus. There is no other blood but Jesus' blood. Word of God is clear in Colossians 1. So Colossians 2 really. All the fire God on me right now. And it's going to be a transformation in the spirit tonight. We're going to experience the Holy Spirit tonight. Lives are going to be changed tonight. We are standing in the gap for our loved ones tonight. We'll be standing in the gap for our families tonight. Our generation tonight. There won't be mere words. There will be words coming from the Holy Spirit out of my belt. And it will declare that Jesus is Lord. It was clear that there's no other God but Him. So tonight we come. And we say all dead works is on the earth. Our feet trample on the enemy tonight. Hallelujah, Lord God. You come into the Spirit tonight, Lord. Into the heavenly, Lord God. And we war in the Spirit. To record it, Abba. War tonight, Lord God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Fire sin before me today, Lord. Lord God Almighty, I ask you to forgive me from all my sins and unrighteousness, Almighty God. Wash me now that I may be able to come before you, Lord. And I may be able to bow before, and I may be able to see I'm clean in the spirit and I'm clean in the flesh. My God, my God, my God, you will not forsake me tonight. You will not give upon me, Lord, because you never did, you never did, you never did. That's why you send your son, Lord Jesus, to come that I may have life and I may have it more abundantly. That's why you put your mantle upon me, Lord God, that I can be able to come and bow before you and declare that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. Tonight, Lord God, I come with the words of my testimony tonight, God. I stand before you in the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And you see me tonight, God. All you see is the blood. All you see is the blood. Put it on my doorpost. Put it on every one of us doorposts tonight. Put it on our doorposts as I pray. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let your fire come. Let it burn out every mark. Hallelujah, God. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. We come tonight to intercede for her families. We come tonight to stand for her family and our generation. We come tonight, Almighty God. We come tonight, Almighty God. We come tonight. Wash us and cleanse us. Wash us and cleanse us. Washed us and cleansed us. Wash us now and cleanse us in the blood of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. Hallelujah. When the water comes, when you see the water in the spirit, it means it comes to cleanse. What do you need to be clean tonight? What do you need to be washed off your body, off your life, or your family life? What do you need? What do you need the Holy Spirit to do for you tonight? Reach out, put your hand out and reach out. Reach out while the anointing of God is here, while the anointing of God is so hot. Reach out and touch the hem of the king, touch the hem of the garment, touch the hem of the king's garment, touch Jesus's hem. That woman with the issue of blood, she went to every doctor, she went all over. Physicians could not help, but she heard that Jesus was coming. When she heard it, she pushed herself. She pushed herself through the crowd and she touches his hem. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And the disciple says, "How could you say who touched you when there's a multitude of people in here?" And Jesus said, "Oh, I know that I was touched. I felt virtue left my body, virtue leave out of his body." You know what? That means the anointing of God, he could feel it. He could feel it tonight. We need your anointing. We need your touch. We need your wake of the spirit. We need your joy. We need your strength. We need your forgiveness. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Master Kili. And you know, speak to the spirit right now. Speak to the head of the dragon right now. And we command it to back up, back off, and flee. Back up. Back off and flee. Back up, back off and flee. Is your last name? Is your last name Hudson or is your first name Hudson? I can't hear you. That's your last name or it's your first name?
Last name,
It's your first name.
Sasha.
Huh?
Sasha, we met before.
I can't remember. I met so many people, my darling. Asha. Where have we met?
In Hartford, Connecticut?
Where I had a meeting there?
Yes, Novia, Curtis, Simone.
Those are my babies.
Yes.
Those are my daughters. Okay, well, tonight you're here. There's something going on in your spectrum. Amen.
Amen.
There's a lot of confusion in your spectrum. Amen.
Amen.
Not married, huh?
No.
And she said you're leaving God for a husband, huh?
Yeah.
And you want to have a man of God.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm here to tell you tonight, groom yourself. Get to know Jesus.
Yeah.
Fall in love with Jesus. Do not have one foot in the church and one out, because that's phony. That's a phony lifestyle.
Yeah.
You want to get to know him. You want to take your Bible out and you want to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you want to get to know your brother Jesus. You want to get to know him. You want to have an intimacy because you're far away from that. You want to get back with the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, you could have backslid because you're thinking about it, right? At one point. But let me tell you something. There's nothing better than Jesus.
Amen.
To me, I could tell you stories about my life. I could tell you stories about me. And when I look at you, you are searching. And you're saying you are so tired of these phony churches. And you want to have a church where there is the power and where there is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Well, honey, Tasha, I can't remember you, but the Holy Spirit remembers you.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about the spectrum of a building. You don't have to do that. Who you want to get to know is Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Everybody out there in the building, what we call the church, we are the church, but they have the building as the church. No fire, no power, nothing. You want to saturate yourself with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And how are you going to get that? You're going to get that by reading the word. You're going to get that by knowing him. You're going to get that by speaking every morning. You get up in the morning, you talk to him, you go to bed. You got to get that. You got to saturate yourself. Man will fail you, but he will not.
Amen.
I look, and all I can see is just confusion. All I can see is hate. All I can see is like you're just so sick and tired of the, you call it the ism and the schism. That means you're so sick and tired of the phony. And I hear you saying in front of your glass, Lord, if this is it, I might as well just jump on. Is that what you're saying? I might as well just get out.
Yeah.
I might as well. Look, I don't know. I'm just saying what I see. I might as well just get out because you know what? You go like this, huh? You're going like this. These people are hypocrites. But let me tell you something, honey. You never know if I'm a hypocrite.
Right.
You don't know. You don't know what's going on in my house. You don't know the kind of lifestyle that I live. But I want to tell you something. Do not watch men. Men gonna always be phony. Men gonna always try to steer you to the wrong direction. You have to look to God for yourself. You cannot look to me. You cannot look to your mama, your grandma, your papa, your neighbor. You gotta focus your attention on Jesus.
Amen.
He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. He is the only way. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you start looking at men, yes, you're gonna get out of the church. Yes, you're gonna want to go back to do what you used to do. You understand me? But if you stand with your foot planted on the ground, you will not be shaken. You will not be shaken. Under the sound of my voice tonight, everybody listening, or the ones that's gonna listen tomorrow, you cannot trust man. You can't trust me. You can't trust nobody but Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You can't. So if you're being confused, it's because you're not looking in the right place or in the right places. Your mind is warped. Your mind is confused. Oh, look what such and such is doing. And the person get up Sunday morning, get dressed and go to church. And 24/7. And you need help. And you're saying you go to them and they can't even discern what's going on. You go sit right next to them and they can't even see that you need finances. That somebody could come in and say, you know what? Here go a dollar. Your light bill needs to be paid. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Don't worry about it. I'm here tonight to tell you, just repent. Just repent. Find somebody who you could talk to. I said talk. I didn't say trust, because you could only put your trust in Jesus.
Amen.
I say, find somebody who could at least you could talk to. And you could pick my mother always say, pick sense out of nonsense. So when I see you tonight, you're like a soul that's wandering. You got a left and you have a right and you have a middle. And you know where you are? You're outside. But I want you to come back in. I want you to come back in and I want you to focus your attention on Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wow. My God. How are you feeling lately? You feeling sick? Sick to your
Yeah.
stomach? Wow.
Yeah.
Girl, I was getting ready to pray, and I just felt like, bilious, like you want to vomit and
Yeah.
eat. Cool, shy, you not.
Sunday was like that. I had a call out of work.
I used to, Lord, if you like I'm pregnant and I don't even have no man. That's what you're saying, huh? That's what I heard you conversating with God. I'm trying to look at that. And you're not eating right. You like greasy food, huh?
Well, I just found out I had celiac, so now I gotta change my diet.
What is that? What is that? What did?
Celiac gluten free.
Okay, what did you say the
No,
word?
celiac.
Celia?
So I can't have no form of gluten.
So that's got something to do with your in esophagus or
The,
something?
my intestine,
Yeah,
small
that's what I'm.
intestine.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, this is not unto debt. Okay.
No, not at all.
It's not unto debt, but if you do, look. If you don't eat right,
Yes.
and if you don't do right, then your system is going to be pussy because I see it start forming pus. Okay. And when pus comes, and if you don't take care of that pussy part of the stomach, it's going to develop cancer.
Okay.
Okay. So, what you want to do, you want to listen to your doctor, you want to follow the instruction of your doctor. And you're gonna follow your diet and you're gonna eat right. When I'm looking, what I'm seeing right now in your diet, I am not a doctor. I don't give out information. I'm just, seeing stuff. I would stick to a vegetable, like a green. Isn't that what they tell you? Green leafy stuff? What did they tell you? Like greens? Okay. And
Earthy food.
grains, that's what I look. I see like greens. I mean, and I see a lot of water. Okay. Like you gotta really flush your system. You don't drink water. My God, you gotta drink water because if you don't drink water, what is gonna come? My God, it will damage your liver. You don't want that, okay, baby.
Okay.
Gallbladder. So your liver will be damaged. Gallbladder will say, Wow. Your blood. Just work on your blood. Just work on your blood. And that tiredness. You feel so tired. You feel tired. You feel tired. Look at you. You're like, I'm so tired. I'm getting out of bed. And I don't want to get up. Because I feel so weak.
Yeah.
That's what you're feeling. So guess what? Your iron is low. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And you say you over there saying, how does she know all this? Let's listen to this. Let's listen to this. Don't even try to think because my spirit will pick it up. We are all spirit. Don't even try to think because my spirit man would go right in. We are all spirits. Okay, I am not no better than you. I am not smarter than you. I don't, but the Holy Spirit. That lives inside of us will give you the information when you need it, okay? That's what
Amen.
it's about. So don't sit over there and talk about, oh my God, how she don't know. The Spirit of God is the revealer. I know crap and I know back and I know clap. All I know is the Spirit of God speak to man, right? And what
Amen.
man does, man release what the Spirit of God says. And if it's not true, then you say yes or no. And we move on because the Word of God tells us try the Spirit
Right.
and see if it's of God. Well, the way how I minister to individual, I do a lot of verification. Once the Spirit of God start talking to me about something, I then ask the person, if they say no, I just move on. The person may come back and
True.
say, because sometimes a person might feel like, oh God, I don't want to earn my business. Oh Lord Jesus. You know, man, I mean, and, but you're not really a person that's being quiet. You will talk about stuff because you want to get help. There's a lot of people that I minister to do not Well, not their business, okay? But you're kind of a little bit different. You want to get the answer. So that's why I can freely speak to you because you want the answer from God. All right? So, my darling Tasha, if that's what the word your name is, and
Sasha
today is the
Esri.
16th, based on what the father shows, I would like for you to just to follow the instructions of your doctor. Follow what the doctor tell you. Follow the confirmation that I confirm what the doctor say, and just move on from there.
Okay.
If there's something that I say you don't make no sense, please just stick it off and keep on moving.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't even
Okay.
listen. Because we're mere human being
True.
and we missed it. Nobody is accurate in the spirit.
Amen.
Only the Holy Spirit does. And John says, He will lead us, He will guide us, and He will show us things to come. So I'm no different, okay? Praise God, everybody. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the outskirt. Thank you for the inner court. Thank you, Lord God, for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you that we come together and we minister to each other. Thank you that we pray accordingly. Thank you, Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Arabo,
Thank you, King of Kings.
Heavenly Father, we give you praise. And we roll back the carpet and we roll back the curtains. Tonight is something else. Let me tell you guys what I see. I just see the heavens open up.
Amen.
And when I see the heavens open up, the Father said to look up. And guess who I see? One of my daughter looking at me. And she doesn't really come up like that. She's always hiding under the bed. You really have to call her. Put the face on the thing, girl. You really have to call her out. So come up, come up, come up, come up. Come up. Because the Father is moving and put you into a new level.
Amen.
So come up, my child. Come up. Come up. You know what I see? I see ashes. I see ashes. I see you over there cleaning yourself, cleaning your heart. I see that. Ashes. It's not really ashes to ashes and dust to dust. It's just ashes. And you know what the ashes is? Is that you want to hear from him. And you want to be clean.
Yes.
And you're saying, Father, I don't care what, just wash me.
That's right.
And that's where the ashes come in. Can you know how we from Jamaica? Come, you know, in Jamaica and stuff, and we go outside and we take the Dutch pot and we put it on the fire, and you know how we put it on the fire, or even in the olden days, and the pot gets so dark and black, and we go out there and we use the ashes. We use that ashes from that coal or from the wood and just scour the pot. And it's the same thing I'm seeing for you right now. That ashes. So go to the Father. Malachi. The book of Malachi? Have you ever read the book of Malachi?
Yes.
You love the book of Malachi?
In a lot of sense. Yes.
It makes a lot of sense, or.
No, in a lot of sense. Yes.
Well, you need to go back over the book of Malachi and you need to focus your attention on Malachi 2.
I got you. Okay.
You need to go back and read it over.
Okay.
Because it's like you're out there traveling and you want to make this connection with the Holy Spirit. So go look at Malachi 2 because I'm not going to go over there The father didn't tell me to go read Malachi 2.
Okay.
He said, for you to read Malachi 2.
Okay.
And then you gotta hook it up with Hosea.
Was
Wow.
okay.
So you're asking, you want to be in the prophetic. That's what you're telling the father. Oh, okay, I see. You're telling the father you want to be in the prophetic. Oh, so what are you called to be? A pastor or an evangelist or a prophet? Because I hear you're saying you want to be in the prophetic because you're entertained by the prophetic.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, read up on all the like Ezekiel then and Jeremiah and
Did that?
yeah. Get to know them. And while you're praying or while you're reading, put your hand on your head
Okay.
and ask the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. And get a Hebrew Bible. You have a Hebrew Bible?
I do not. No, I
Are
don't.
you thinking about getting one?
It's funny. I have a book downstairs, which is an
No.
e-book.
Get a Hebrew Bible because you'll get to understand the words them in you get a Hebrew Bible.
Okay.
Get a Hebrew Bible and get a Spirit-filled Bible.
Okay.
Okay. And just start studying it. We'll study about the Wow, Joshua. Okay. Joshua leads his people because God is opening up door. God is going to put you in your own ministry. You're going to have your own church.
Wow.
Okay. He has already spoken to you about it already, but disobedience, and you just don't want to lead these people because you say, oh, these people. No. You got to get out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to go. They'll come see you. Okay.
Okay.
They'll come see you. Don't worry about it. Just jump ship. Ask the Holy Spirit. Give you, if you want to have it in your basement. Clean out your basement. Have your little church.
Okay.
Do what you need to do, honey.
All right.
Do what you need to do. In the mighty name of Jesus.
I'm sorry. You said Josh. You said Mordecai too, and Josh. You said something
See,
else.
when I'm talking about the spirit, you gotta get your pencil. Don't ask no question.
Do.
Don't ask no question because if I'm talking and you ain't writing, do not ask me because I don't know. Because when I'm giving out information, I'm giving it out by the Spirit.
Okay.
And if you're gonna wait until I don't and you're gonna ask me, you got a nerve. Get off my line. Mighty name of Jesus. Mighty name of Jesus, you got a dog on earth. I keep saying when I'm giving out information, I'm giving out information by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So what you need to do, if I don't remember tomorrow when Kenneth put it up, whenever he put it up, you better go take your notes and go listen, because I ain't gonna be sitting around and be trying to anky panky with nobody, because it ain't gonna work.
Okay.
All right. Jennifer, I am praying for you. Okay. There is something going on, Jennifer. Jennifer, I want to talk to you. Come get out the and let me see. I want to talk to you, Jenny. Jennifer, I don't know how to unmute you or where are you? But I want to see you to talk to you. Can you unmute yourself? Do you know how to do it? I really don't. I want to see your eyes. I want to look in your eyes. I want to be able to pray. Jennifer, where are you? You're not there? Okay, I'm gonna write this down. Where are you, Jennifer? Okay, well, maybe I don't know. Sometimes people not there, but let me write what I see. Oh boy. Okay. I told you that this night was gonna be a different night. I told you that this night was going to be a different night. It's going to be this a night of inspiration. The Father God is touching his people. The Father God is revealing his people. Revelation knowledge is coming forth about his people. God is opening up doors for some of you guys. Finances is being released in the name of Jesus. I mean, hardcore cash that has been holed up. The Father God said, I'm releasing it tonight. I'm receiving that. I mean, I'm receiving that. He said he's releasing those finances tonight. I mean, he said he, honestly, he said he is releasing those finances tonight. What time is it? 8:09, and today's the 16th. He said he actually releasing those finances, those hardcore finances that need to be released. He said he's releasing it. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we praise and we worship you. Heavenly Father, there's no God beside you. There's no God beside you. There's no God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God Almighty. Father, we praise and we worship you. 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 We drive out oh my God, every confusion out of the home, every onslaught over the home. Every torment, we break and we bind the spirit of debt in the home. Ha! Sonia, you got it from where? Sonia, is that right? I tell you, I see money. Unexpected check. Oh my God, send me some of that cash, girl. Oh Lord, see, she said she, my God, I tell you, I see money. Finance is being released. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see, I'm writing this down, Lord Jesus. I'm writing this down. I see finances. I see salvation. Untimely debt released. Untimely debt relief. Security on jobs. That means job security. The person on your job that was talking about you and lying on you, they're going to be fired. They are going to be fired. You're going to see them being fired. Whoa. You don't rejoice, but I see it. I don't know when, but they are going to be gone from the job. The father said it's like cancer. And when you have cancer, you got to get rid of it. Wow. Houses being released. All right, if you believe in God for a home, it's going to be released. I remember one long time when one of my daughter was online and I was talking about supernatural houses. And my baby got supernatural house without a down payment. Where my girl at? She without a down payment. And another time, we were online and this one person got pregnant. And I was talking about babies gonna be released. The lady got pregnant. I don't know if y'all remember, but you remember about you, Narvia, without putting any money down. When I said houses was gonna be released without finances, without any money down, girlfriend got a house without no down payment. I'm not playing. The Holy Ghost real. And then I was ministering and I saw somebody getting $10,000. She was online from Canada. $10,000. She was online from Canada, and I said, I see $10,000. And her husband, right there on the line, her husband called her and said, somebody just paid her bill for $10,000. The Holy Ghost is real. You can't make these things up. Lord Jesus, I mean, You want these people's name? I could give you their name. You could call them. I could give you their name. You could call them. People who can't have babies, pray for them when they get pregnant more than once. The anointing of the Holy Spirit breaks every single yoke of bondage. That's what the anointing of God does. I have this one lady, she's not online tonight because her husband died. You need to pray for her. She called me Friday when I was in some kind of confusion out of town. She called me, and while I was in the confusion, when she said her husband just had a heart attack, let me tell you something. My confusion went on still. I said, forget it. I ain't gonna worry about these people. And even in that situation, we see God come through. And he didn't do it on a 1%. He didn't do it on a 2% or a 3 or 4 or 5 or a 6 or 9, 10%. He did it on 100%. Houses are going to be, people going to get homes. Healing. Husbands are coming home. I see a husband coming home. He said he can't take it no more. He want to come home. Receive it. Receive it. He said he can't take it. I don't know why he can't take it. He might as well just stay where he at. Talk about he coming home. But he said he coming home. Coming home. A husband coming home. He'd been out of the house for too long. And he said he can't take it. And now he and his mama can't live with his mama because his mama getting on his nerves. And they down there arguing. Hey girl, get ready. He coming home, baby. The man coming home. So now when he come home, please don't be a dripping faucet like Trisha would tell me. Do not be a dripping faucet. Just let the man chill. Give him some time and let him just breathe. Like I made Kenneth breathe. Oh God, poor Kenneth. Poor Kenneth. But you know what? I'm learning to behave myself. So just please give the man a break. He coming home. I don't know if it's tomorrow or next week, but the man can't take his mama no more. So he said, I'm packing up. I'm coming home to my wife. I see it. I see that boy running from where he at. From the warm weather to the cold weather. Hey, whatever. Bring your butt home. Come lay up in her bed. And then be nice. Okay? Got too much lip here. Take off your mama. But I saw that. Holy Spirit of the living God, let's stay in the spirit. We don't want to get out of the spirit. We want to stay in the spirit. We don't want to minister out of the flesh. We want to stay in the spirit, Father. We want to say what you say. Don't say nothing that you don't say. This is not for entertainment. This is for helping the people in the body of Christ. This is what you want us to do. And then they get trained and they could go out. And say, Lord, I want to do this. I want to do the same thing. And Father, and then you come and you minister to them. And we minister healing to Shoni in the name of Jesus for her daughter and her mom and her granddaughter, Paris. Paris and I think it's Door. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. But in the name of Jesus, go and touch them, Lord. Touch them in their ear and touch them. Minister to them. You did this for me the other day. You did it. You break and you bind demon off my baby, my grandbaby. You will do it for my Shawnee right here. Supernatural healing. Break and bind the spirit of confusion off of them. Open up their eyes, my God. And just like I put some scriptures today to God and give them a stony heart. No, give them a heart of flesh. Drive them into your arms. Oh, mighty God. Covenant keeper, you are. You don't do nothing. Nothing at all unless you show it to the prophet. And I stand in the prophet. I stand in the arm of an apostle and the prophet in the fivefold every now and again. You'll use me to minister for healing. You'll use me to minister as a pastor. You'll use me to minister as an evangelist or a teacher. Every now and again, those gifts just come out. Because everybody, gift and calling is beyond beyond repentance. You'll use me in the prophetic heveling, discerning. I sit over here, and the Father God will use me to transport in the spirit. Everybody have different gifting. Go and talk to God and ask him, how do he want to use you in the body of Christ? And we call for healing for Harold and his eyesight right now. We take up any kind of cataract, anything in the eye that want to bring any flesh in the eye, Lord. We break it and we bind it right now. We break it and we bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come and we break it right now in Jesus' name. And we call for healing because you said healing is the children's bread. Healing is the children's bread. Have your scriptures right in hand. I have this paper right here. I have a book. I don't even know where all my book is, but I know I have it. And this is one of them that I take up because I used to go to Hartford. I'm still going to be going back. I used to go to Hartford all the time and have healing schools. That's one of my thing. Healing and deliverance. Ooh, a lot of people know I'm in Hartford. Healing and deliverance in the name of the church is the Holy Tabernacle. And one of the things that always stick out, always say, healing is the children's bread. And that's Matthew 15, verses 26. The woman needed that bread. And Jesus said, he's not going to give it. I'm just paraphrasing it. You go read it and get an understanding for your own self. And the lady said, you know, I want some of that bread. And Jesus said, I'm not going to give it to you. Calling her a dog. And the woman in turn said to Jesus, Master, even the dog eat the crumbs from the master's table. So that's why we quote in the scripture, healing is the children's bread. And Jesus in turn said to her, in other words, my God, your faith. And she got her healing right there. So tonight, I stand and I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe, Lord, that his son will be the head and not the tail. I believe, God, that he will be a testimony and he will believe and he will say, Jesus. Because in Mark 11, 23, 24, 23 verse, it says, let me read it. Speak to this mountain. And we call for that mountain, any obstacle that's in his way to be removed. Fountain, the river's God flow now. There is something about rivers. I don't know why I keep seeing rivers. What does rivers do? What does water do to one body? What does water do to you? You go into water to be cleansed. You go into the water to be cleaned. Think about it. If the person is stinking for weeks and they see water and they wash, unless that water is polluted. Nobody want to go into a polluted water. You're going to be clean. So now I'm seeing all this water. I'm seeing all this water. And I'm saying, Lord, wash us and cleanse us. And let us be as clean. Let us be as white as snow. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, having no doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things. You'll have what you say. And then another scripture, Matthew 18:18. Let's talk about agreement in prayer. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, it shall be bound. And whatsoever you loose on earth, it shall be loose in the heaven. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew 16:19. You have given us the keys to the kingdom. What keys do we need tonight? What extension keys do we need? What keys do we need to be on our fingers or in our hands that we could use it to open up the door that is shut? And then when it's open, that we could walk right in and we could close the door behind us. We don't even have to look back. As soon as we go in, it just closes automatically. What keys do we need tonight? You know your key. You know what you need. Take it. Move with it and run with it. You see, the athletes are in Tokyo right now. Those Jamaican people, my cousin is over there right now, and they are running and they're winning. Their keys is their knees and their legs and how they train, stamina, how they run, how they position themselves. What is your key tonight? Did you know that you already won the battle? Did you know that Jesus is Lord? Do you know anything about Colossians 2? I think it's verse 14 or 13. Just go in and start reading and go to the part where Jesus make a show of the enemy openly. Whipped him, whooped him, beat him up, knock out every teeth out of his head for you? Do you go to Colossians 1 and see what the blood of Jesus? Do you do that? What keys do you need tonight? What keys do you need tonight? No, I see fire. I see fire. Oh my God. And it's blazing and it's burning and it's hot. Whoa, da busiki, remamon lutu. I see the fire. And he's saying that is the fire of God. And when I hold up my hand like this, I mean the fire. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's the fire. If you feel that fire, just say fire. Take it in your belly. Oh, Lord God Almighty. That's hot. That's real hot. That's the fire that comes in to cleanse, to clean with the water. The water washes, but the fire burn on every mark. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty. That is the fire of the Holy Ghost. I'm signing it. I'm in Hebrews. I think it's Hebrews. There is a scripture about my God is a consuming fire. Find it and put it up there. That is the consuming fire. Oh my God. Consume, consume. Oh my God. Consuming fire. Lord Jesus. I gotta fight it myself. Sana too slow. I ain't got no time for that tonight. Oh no. Sana ain't on the ball. Oh no. Oh no, I gotta find it. I'm gonna gotta Google it. I know it's in the Hebrews. Oh, where are your finger at, girl? You got it? It's about time. You need to be on the whip. I'm gonna have to start whipping you out. Hebrews, he said, my God is a consuming fire. Fire. Fire in the east. Fire in the west. Fire in the north. Oh, let that fire burn. Let that fire burn. I see that fire traveling. Take it in, Jennifer. Take it in. Take that fire in. Take that fire in. Take that fire in. Verna, take it in. Take it in, Linda. Get that fire from your head to your belly. Get it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Let it come in. Let it come in. Let it burn. Let it burn. Let the body. Oh, la ba tekele da na na. La toshikile bonga la ba. Navlet, let the fire come in. Let the fire. Breathe it in, Navlet. Breathe it in. Let it come through your nose. Breathe it in. Breathe it in from your mouth. Close. I don't know what you're gonna do. It's like breathe it in. Let it go from your head all the way down to your right hand. Which one of them have the swelling? Is it right hand or the left one? Novel. What is it, right or left? Because I don't even know. Left. Breathe it in. You're gonna see changes. You're gonna see changes. You're gonna wake up tomorrow and I'm gonna feel good. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Change your blood type. Change your blood type. Breathe it in. Your blood type need to change. 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 Check. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. That person that come tomorrow or the next day on the replay, we release the spirit of faith. We release the spirit of faith. Charge. 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 All right, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let me see something. Let me see something. Let me see something. Oh, Sharon. Put your hand over your heart. What a heavy heart. Put your hand over your heart, baby. Put your hand over your heart. Put your hand over your heart. Put your hand over your heart. And I want you to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, heal my broken heart. Heal my heart, Lord. I need you, Lord. I just need you, Lord. And sometimes you seem so far away. But tonight, Father, just come in. There it is. Rub your hand over your heart and take it from your heart and put it over your right knee and feel your right side all the way down to your knee. And ask God to remove that pain from your waist all the way down. Now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, for the burning of healing. Let healing burn in her body. Let healing burn in her body. Let healing burn. Burn now in her body. Amen. And amen. Father, as we seal this night with your precious glove, we call for every condition that is not of you to be subjected to your blood. We cover every single person on the phone tonight. And also, the person that's going to be listening to the recording. Wash them, Father. Cleanse them, Father. Minister to them, Father, at their lowest point of need. Yes, my daughter, Lady J. How come you don't even think about? Yes, I do think about you, my baby. But when you mommy, when you don't hear from mommy, you gotta fall in love with mommy and pray for mommy. Mommy going through and taking care of a whole lot of stuff. And I come and I stand in the gap with you tonight, my darling. And I declare kingdom warrior spirit upon you. And in your prayer time, I pray that God, electrified, coming in with an illumination, giving you a spirit of transfer. What that mean? Every single thing that you need, it will transfer to you in the spirit. And you will be able to transfer it over to somebody else. I see you moving now like a magnet. A magnet. A magnet. So you're gonna start touching people, touching people, touching people. And it's gonna be like stick. It's gonna be stick. And you know what's gonna stick? It's the Holy Spirit. So I see that magnet effect upon your ministry. And you know, it's like a salt. You're the salt of the earth. In my country, we have a thing they have called coconut. And my mama always said coconut is in everything. And it's going to be like you, the salt, the magnet, the coconut. And you're going to be in everything to everybody, helping everybody, helping mom, even helping dad. But it's mostly moms, talking to mom. Ministering to moms, unwed mothers, mothers that is in a relationship, a husband, and they're out of whack, is mostly a woman's ministry. You got a burden on your heart. And he's gonna open up. And you know what? And finance is gonna come into that ministry. They go, people are going to start giving donations because it's going to be like a traveling ministry where you have to go and you have to minister to broken hearts. And God is really mending your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. And don't worry about what's going on around you. Just trust God. And don't get so caught up in anything else. Just trust Him. Hey. On this time when I'm ministering like this, my body is in a different mode. My body is in a different place. My body is in the heavenly realm with Jesus because I'm basically talking to him, looking at him, getting information from him. It is like everybody minister under a different level and a different type of ministry. At this time, he was like, come up higher, come up higher. And he's like, have his hand stretch out. And he's telling us, come up. Come up. So here I am putting out my hand for him to actually. And when I look in this hand, all I could see in the fire. And when I look over here, all I can see is water. When you put the two of them together, fire and water, water cleanses, fire burns. When the fire comes, the fire is gonna burn out every muck, and the water is gonna cleanse it. So tonight, Lord. Let your fire comes and let your water cleanse. I love you, man. I love you. I can't even talk because I could feel like what Jesus felt. Who touched my body? Who touched the hem of my garment? How do you know that, Jesus? And he said, because virtue has gone out of my body. So tonight, you pray for me, every single person online. Pray that I be able to, because when I minister under this level, I can't even go to sleep. Sometimes I don't go to bed until like 3 because I have to get out of that type of anointing to come back in the form of the flesh. Because right now I'm like out there in the spirit. Hey, I love you guys. God bless you. Have a great night. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Don't worry about anything. Trust him for the smallest things. Just like a little mustard seed. I've never seen a mustard seed, but I heard about it in the Bible and I hear that it's small. Trust for every single thing. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
I love you guys.
Love you to my moves.
Have a great night.
You too.
Amen.